What else can you tell me about the way the place really ran in terms of the procedures and the paperwork and how daily business got transacted?
The first thing is that while it was not a particularly structured organization, that it was amazing how hard people worked, and but yet there was never the pressure or somebody watching over you that there was in the job I went on into after that.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, one of the memories of Radiation Lab is that at noontime we used to make lunch, actually set up a table. The girls took turns phoning the local delicatessen, having food sent over, and we were assigned to mixing up the tuna fish and what. So every noontime we practically had a picnic.
Ah.
And the staff came in and they made their own sandwiches, but all the ingredients were there. And that was a very nice social hour. But yet you'd be surprised that nobody took advantage of that. The people came in, they went about making their sandwiches, chatted while they were eating, but then went right back to their desks without anybody telling them to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the thing is that they were motivated. There was a lot of work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't help but feel that nowadays that somebody might have to come in and say, all right, fellows, I mean, you know, we've had lunch long enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that was not the case, which is very surprising. The other thing is the people's desks were a mess. And when I went to my next job at a chemical company and was secretary for the treasurer, one of the rules in that company is that every desk had to be clean that night. Nothing on top, no stacks of papers. The only thing you could have on your desk was an inkwell. And when you needed new pencil stubs, you turned in the old pencil stubs.
But so I'm trying to point out to you that no one seemed to take advantage of the fact that people just went on about their business, and no one seemed to worry if perchance walked into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And even if two people were talking, it was normal. Usually, it started certainly about their work. And I was just amazed at how well the place ran, and it shows that you don't have to necessarily have rules and regulations. If the people are sufficiently motivated, they will make their own rules and regulations.